Last week we reviewed a few of the lessons that we had learned previously in the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach, and the other mitzvahs concerning the Yom Tov Pesach. The primary lesson being that of the chinuch that ha'odom nifal kifi pu'loisef, that man is deeply affected by his external acts, and that therefore he should always seek to do such acts which are mitzvahs, and chas v'sholem, not to the contrary, because those acts which are not of mitzvah nature, regardless of how great he may be at heart, will ultimately lead him to turn evil. And if those acts are acts of mitzvah, it will ultimately lead him to becoming a tzaddik, a personality of mitzvah. Today we're going to learn, it's part of this overall lesson of the chinuch, the mitzvah of shalolahachol korban pesach le'ivei David Zoy. There is a din in the Torah that the korban pesach is not to be given to a Jew. That means not merely to a goy, but to a Jew who is an ivei David Zoy, an idol worshiper. Misharoshi mitzvah zu. This is mitzvah yud gimel. Misharoshi mitzvah zu. As we have written in the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach, the purpose being Lishkoel Nise Mitzrayim, to remember the Nisim of Mitzrayim when we were freed from Egyptian bondage and thereby were declared to be the people of Hashem Yisbarach. Therefore, since this is the entire concept of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, al kein roi, it is proper shelo yochal boi akum, that one who is an idol worshipper, even though he be a Jew, should not be permitted to eat the Korban Pesach. Me'achar shonu oisin oisei le'ois ulezikore, because the Korban Pesach is to us a sign and a remembrance. Shebonu be'oisei hazman, that in that time when we went forth from Shibud Mitzrayim, we came then lachsos takaskanfei Ashkino, to be under the protective guidance of the Shechino of Hashem Yisborach. And together with that, nichnasnu bivris ha-Torah bo-ho-emuno, we made that covenant with Hashem Yisborach of Torah and of Emunah. Torah is given to us on Mount Sinai, which was the culmination of going forth from the bondage. That was part and parcel of the lesson of Chelus, of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because, as we have mentioned many times before in these mitzvahs, the concept of Chelus is, as Chazal teaches, Ein Lochav Ben Chayrin, no one is really considered a free individual except him who accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah. If not, he becomes, as the Ibn Ezra says, Ebed l'tavoso. He becomes a slave to his own temptations. Ve'ein locho Ebed, and there is no greater slave than one who is Ebed l'tavoso, says the Ibn Ezra. So, Gula, freedom, in essence means that man becomes master over himself and is able to exert control over himself rather than have his natural inclinations exert control over him. This, in reality, is what freedom means. And therefore, the entire concept of freedom is to give ourselves to Hashem Yisborach through the bris of Torah, the covenant of Torah, the emunah, and faith in Him. Therefore, since this is the entire idea of going forth from Egyptian bondage, Ain't a roi, it is improper. Shenachi mimenu, that we give of this Korban Pesach lemishu hepach mizeh, to one who is the very contrary to all this. Shiyotza min haklal, who took himself out of Klal Yisroi, hoitzi atzmo min haklal, that's one of the things that we say in the Seder Pesach. Hoitzi atzmo min haklal, he took himself out of Klal Yisroi, v'chofar be'emuno, and he denied the value of faith in Hashem Yisborah, that man's true essence is to the extent that he's able to lose himself in the mastery of Hashem Yisborah by declaring and believing that he, Hashem Yisborah, is master of human destiny. And this concept that we have explained here, and certainly this is not all that is contained in the mitzvah, as we've pointed out many times, the mitzvah is far beyond human intelligence, and what we seek here is merely in accordance with our intelligence. What can we gain from it that will also give us an approach to the mitzvah and make it palatable to us, even though we realize that this is not the sum total of what the mitzvah means, and certainly not why the mitzvah was given? But this idea that we have here explained, he says, in accordance with human intelligence, the Gemara says many times upon such concepts, svoro, klaimah, v'ein tzorich raya acheres. You don't need any other proof for it. If it is acceptable to human logic within the confines of Torah, then that in itself becomes a Torah concept, a Torah idea. This is mentioned numerous times in the Talmud itself. Why look for a posuk to prove certain deen, certain concepts? Kroolomali, what do you need a posuk for it? Svorahi, I would realize it through Svorah alone. So I need no posuk for that. So he says here also, that what we have here explained as to why it's not to be given to a Eved Abigizorah, to one who does not accept the idea of Emunah Vashem Yisborach, is simple human logic within the confines of what Torah teaches us. So we would need nothing further than that alone. Had not the Torah said that you are not to give it to Eved Abigizorah, we would ourselves have understood not to do it. Because what contact does this person have with the entire idea of the Korban Pesach and the consuming of the Korban Pesach? It's not his. He has nothing to do with it. We would have realized it ourselves. And yet the Torah itself makes it a mitzvah. If it's merely a svore, it's to be done. But it doesn't become a mitzvah saseh. When I fulfill this, it is not a fulfillment of God's commandment. It's a fulfillment of my understanding. And that's why Chazal teach us, is a very important thing to remember at all times, Godol ha-mitzuva ve'iseh, mimisha eina mitzuva ve'iseh. Greater is he who fulfills a commandment because he was commanded so to do, than him who does something without being a commandment. For instance, women are kotur for mitzvah aseh shazman grove. A woman is not commanded to sit in the sukkah time. She's not commanded to do so, because it depends on a certain time, and mitzvahs that are dependent on certain times are not incumbent upon women. If she does so, she has the mitzvah of an eina mitzvah v'eiseh, of one who is not mitzvah in the mitzvah and yet does it. Greater is he who is mitzvah and does the mitzvah. So a number of the Rishonim point out, why is this so? Because greatness in performing a mitzvah depends on how much effort you put into a mitzvah. When a mitzvah is commanded by God himself, so the effort put in must be to fulfill not my desire, my understanding, but to realize that regardless of human understanding, I lose myself in the commandment itself.
I do so because so has my Maker, Hashem Yisbarach, commanded me to do. This calls for a great deal of effort. For a person to be able to lift himself above his own intelligence to that point where he realizes that I'm doing this because only Hashem Yisbarach has commanded me to do so, that's a most difficult thing. And so the effort involved is much greater than that of one who does it not because he was commanded. Because if he wasn't commanded, why is he doing it? He's doing because it's his understanding that if it wouldn't have been good, God wouldn't have said it. If it wouldn't be good for me, God wouldn't have commanded me. So therefore I'd like to do things that can bring me benefit. So ultimately, what impels me to perform the mitzvah? My own intelligence. Not the fact that it's a commandment of Hashem Yisbarach. Whereas if I'm a mitzvah ve'oseh, I do it only because Hashem Yisbarach said it must be done. Kein shivani achrei boruchu. So was I commanded to do. The same as he has pointed out the theme of many times, it's as a servant of a king who is supposed to perform the will of the king, not because he likes the idea, whether I like it or not. It's to be done because so the king has willed. That calls for a great deal more spiritual effort on the part of a human being. It means he has to lose all that represents himself and be mevatel himself. To whom? To Ritzon Shamayim. Therefore, the mitzvah becomes greater in the sense that it calls for more effort. And that's what Tosfos means when he explains this maimer of Chazal and this concept of Chazal, because he says the Yetzer Hora is a greater one in Mitzvah Ve'ezeh than in not Mitzvah Ve'ezeh. Because anything that a human being does because of his own personal understanding, so ultimately I want to do it because it's good for me. So the Yetzer can't take him away from it. Whereas, if he does it not because he has decided that this is good for me, but because Hashem is brought up with Mitzvah, so the Yetzer says to him, don't be a fool. Do you understand why? Do you know why? Why don't you ask? Perhaps it's not good for you. All you're doing it is because someone commanded you. Is that sensible? Is that logical? So you have this Yetzer, the Yetzer of intelligence, that intelligence which is contrary to the intelligence of Hashem Yisbarach, that says, don't do it. And when you are able to overcome Yetzer, you put in that effort. This is how mitzvah. That's where mitzvah grows from. That's what he says here. The MSC says, Svorohu, Kloima ve'in tzolech ra'yacheles. It's a svorah, and we wouldn't need the mitzvah. So why did we have the mitzvah? So as I'm holding a svorah, what do we need the mitzvah? Because if it had been only because of svorah, the effort involved in performing this mitzvah would have been so much smaller. Whereas now that it's become a mitzvah Hashem, don't give it to a benechor, to one who doesn't observe mitzvahs and it's a. So with all that I understand, that's all to be lost. This doesn't mean that that's why I'm to do it. I'm doing it because there's a mitzvah in the Torah, so it is to be done. So the svara that we have here is again not the ultimate essence of the mitzvah, but a taste in the mitzvah to make it more palatable to us, so that this also is contained within the mitzvah of Hashem Yisbarach, like all other Taimei HaMitzvahs. Now he proceeds to the mitzvah Yudalet, Shaloi la'achil mipesach legeir v'seisho, not to one who is Eved Aved Yisroel, that we had already, that's mitzvah Yudgimu. But there is such a thing as a geir teisho, that means a goy who is not Eved Aved Yisroel, but he's not a Jew, he's not a geir tzedek. He didn't accept Judaism in the whole, but he accepted upon himself only those mitzvahs that are incumbent upon a non-Jew. Every non-Jew must observe the seven mitzvahs, the Noahide laws. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noah. But they don't. They don't observe their own mitzvahs. The Ger Toshav is one who accepts upon himself the observance of those seven mitzvahs that he has been commanded to do. He's been so commanded not because Noah told him, but because in Torah's Moshe it is written that a goy must perform these seven mitzvahs. And if the goy performs these seven mitzvahs, not because of Torah's Moshe, not because God commanded me, but because Noach, my forefather, told me so to do, the Rambam says that Einoi mihasideim, he's not considered one of the chaside umasa oilo, ela mihachomeye, he's considered mihachme umasa oilo. You have there contained that Rambam, all that we've been saying. He does it out of an understanding of his own intelligence. That's chokhmah. That's wisdom. But upon that goy, Chazal didn't say that chaside umasa oilom yeshlem chelek lo'ilom abo. Oilom abo is the world of the confrontation of man with Hashem Yisborach. And when does there exist that confrontation? Only when the goy performs the mitzvah because so has he been commanded in Torah's Moshe. When Torah was given on Sinai, in that Torah that commanded Jews Tariyag mitzvahs, the goy was commanded for Sheva mitzvahs. So when he comes before a person and he accepts upon himself to observe these seven mitzvahs that a goy has been commanded to observe, he is then called a Geir Toshov. Why Geir Toshov? Because a goy who doesn't do so doesn't have rights of living in Eretz Yisroel. That means that when Eretz Yisroel is ours, as it should be ours, under Malchus Shamayim, a Malchus of Melech Yisroel who observes Malchus Shamayim, so one of the laws of Torah is that you can't give domicile rights in Eretz Yisroel to a non-Jew who doesn't observe these mitzvahs. When is he allowed to live in Eretz Yisroel? If he accepts them upon himself before a Bezdin, and then he becomes what is known as Ger Toshov. The Gerus gives him the right of living, of domicile in Eretz Yisroel. That's the Ger Toshov. And so, what is it?
The last off of the Gentiles today don't
want to see the Lord, how about the Lord? Yeah, anyone that doesn't accept that his Sheva mitzvahs were given to him in Tayyus Moshe. He doesn't have to accept Tayyar mitzvahs. He has to accept that his seven mitzvahs were given on Sinai through Moshe Rabbeinu, that he should observe these mitzvahs. That's a Geir Toshov. He doesn't commit idol worship, not because he has arrived through his intelligence to this concept that it is foolish so to do, that the world has one creator, and he who has created the universe certainly guides it in all its circumstances, in all its situations, and therefore his intelligence, that in itself has taught him so to do, that's not sufficient. He must accept upon himself these seven laws because he has been commanded so to do, not as a tradition alone, as a mode of life, but he's been commanded in Torah's Moshe. Then he's called Chaside Umasoilo. And if he's Chaside Umasoilo, so that's also a machlekes of the Blessed and the Chachomim. But the Rambam passes like the Blessed and Chaside Umasoilo, Yeshlehem Chelek Lo'ilom Abo. They also have a compact with this world of Eilam Havel, even without Tariyat mitzvahs, but only under one condition. If they are mitzvahs Hashem Yisborach, and mitzvahs Hashem Yisborach means that they have been given to me on Sinai, just as Jews were given Tariyat mitzvahs, and therefore I observe them. And for that he has to accept it before Bezdin, because since Goyim in general have not been observing their Sheva mitzvahs, the Gemara points out in Bava Kamma and in Avodah Zarah, it's therefore necessary that they come before a Bezdin to accept this observance upon themselves. And then they become what is known as a Geir Toshov. Now since this Goy has already become a Geir Toshov, and he has divested himself of Avodah Zarah, he's a believer in Hashem Yisborach. So maybe you're allowed to give him of the Korban Pesach. He does have contact with the idea of Korban Pesach, of what human freedom means. So there is a din in the Torah, Shalela ha'achom ipsara Pesach al-yev toisho. Sheneyamah, toisho v'sohir, lo yoichal boi, shall also not eat the Korban. Ha'toisho, what is a yev toisho? Hu oba mina umes, is one of the non-Jewish peoples, Shikibelalov, who accepted upon himself, Shavilavid Avidizor, not to perform idol worship, and yet Rehikon Nevelis, but he eats Trefer, that means he, all the other things that beyond the Sheva Mitzvahs, he's not supposed to observe, he's not obligated to observe. Mr. Rosh Amitzvah?
What?
What?
The only question I have. In most civilizations, the Kepler's Shiva Mitzvah is in the format of Kepler. Like a
Kepler. Doesn't mean they have Chelik Lele Mabo. Because the Shiva Mitzvah, they accepted them with not in a, through a concept of Mitzvah, but because Noah said, do this. When is the concept of Mitzvah born? When was it born? It was born at Sinai. Then it became mitzvahs. Remam tolam mikol hashenis, v'kidashtonu v'mitzvah secho v'matun toyim.
So therefore, any old civilization that studied the Sheva
Mitzvahs, there was no Bemis, there was no such civilization at all that embodied all seven mitzvahs than in Eret. If you look into whatever we have left of Hammurabi, of Amrofu, you'll find that it is not so. Even there, Avigizoret, those who said they want to observe not to perform Avodah Zarah is not really so. They had differences in that, and they did. Their ideas of Rishiyot, and why is that? Because if it's not Mitzvah Hashem, so again it develops from human understanding. And if it develops from human understanding, it cannot meet up with the requirement of Torah as said through the mouth of Hashem Yisborah. Mishorosei HaMitzvah, Masha Kosavu Ba'acheros, Liskoyer Yitzias Mitzray, to remember Yitzias Mitzray, Uvavur Shekorn Zeh, Vezecher Cheyuseinu, is to remind us of our freedom, Uvoyenu Bivrisne Amono, and our entering into a covenant of faith, Im Hashem Yisborach. Roi, therefore it is proper, Shele Yehenu Bui, that who shall partake of it? Only those who took upon themselves the entire concept of emuna, the Yisraelim gemurim, those who are complete Yisraelim, the loy elu shadayim loy bohu bivrisoi sholem imon, who didn't accept the covenant as a whole and took upon themselves only sheva mitzvahs. The next mitzvah is, after this there follows a mitzvah that the or a Jew who is an orer, who was not the kind, the mitzvah of milah, is also not to eat of the Korban Pesach. So he says here a chidush gadol, that this concept of keeping away the oro from the achilas Korban Pesach, gam kein yisei hashoresh, also has this idea behind it. A Jew, a tzaddik yisei gadol, who was unable to perform mitzvahs mila because it was dangerous to his life, meishu ech of machmas mila. So he's potter, he doesn't have to perform the mitzvah of mila, and he's permitted to remain an oro. But what the mitzvah does for one, when he does perform it, is to bring in libriso shel Avraham Avinu, to complete the covenant between us and Hashem Yisborach. And the oinus, which permits him to become potter, so he's potter, but it doesn't mean that he's performed it. And to the extent that he has not performed it, he's missing what this mitzvah adds into the covenant of the Jew with his God. Since the entire concept of Pesach and all the mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach are to remind us of this covenant that we have chosen with Hashem Yisborach, so he who is lacking in it, even by provision of Torah, but that doesn't mean that he has it, he's lacking it, and therefore he's not permitted to take up the Korban Pesach. That's what Chazal say, Oines Rachmona Patre, the onus that he has, the fear of death that permits it not to perform the mitzvah, is patre. It permits him not to perform it's a ptul. Avol onus kemandi ovi loyamina. But we do not say that if one does not perform a mitzvah because of an onus, therefore it's considered as if the mitzvah had been performed. That we do not say. Commando Ovid, Leyamrino. And therefore he lacks within himself what the performance of the mitzvah could have given him. And in this case of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, he needs this. So he's not a fulfilled Jew with the entire concept of covenant. This is a Chiddush Gadol that he says here. If not for the chinuch saying this, we would perhaps have sought other reasons, other tastes in the mitzvah of not giving to the oral. The oral is not allowed to eat kotshin. There are other things also that an oral is not allowed to eat. And we would have said that that's because of that. The chinuch says no. It's a specific deen involving the Korban Pesach itself. Because without the kiyum of the mitzvah smilo to uplift him from being an oreil, he carries within himself this areilus, and areilus to the extent that one must carry it within himself because he's an onus, nevertheless removes from him the maile that one gets to performing this mitzvah. And in reference to the Korban Pesach, he must have that maile too. What is it, Misha?
And one of the ramifications for the oral, he can't eat the Pesach, so he's missing that mitzvah regarding the onus. He's missing the mitzvah.
Yeah, but he's put on, he's missing, certainly.
So then he
doesn't have the power of the
Certainly.
The Nanas
are not having
the mitzvah. Not Nanas, there's no onus. It's not one of the Pesach. So he's put, he doesn't get an onus. He won't burn in Gehenna for it, but he doesn't get a piece of Gan Eden for it either. Performing a mitzvah gives you the light of Gan Eden, so to speak. He doesn't have the light, but he doesn't have to burn Chas V'Sholem in Eish. Why? Because Eish is Rahman of Pasa.
So we have a case where a person is an Eichel Parfus can eat of the Korban
Pesach. An Eichel Parfus can eat of the Korban Pesach. Eichel Parfus is a
Roshi also, doesn't he? As long as he's not a Momar, he needs to let it up.
Yeah, sure.
Then he can eat the
Korban Pesach.
But an oral, right.
Yeah. If it's a mumala hachis, so he's like a even of Israel. If it's a mumala teor, he's not a even of Israel. So he believes in Torah, he understands it, but his privates, his personal lust and temptations, make it difficult for him to observe, therefore he's not a mumala. And since he's not a mumala, he does realize what freedom really is, but he's unable to perform it in his life, he just can't bring himself to do so. So a mumala teor is not a mumala hachis. Now, the next mitzvah here is that the Psara Pesach is to be eaten in one place. It's not to be removed into two separate places. Those who decide to eat this Korban Pesach get together in one place, and that's where it's to be eaten, and you're not to take it out to a second place to eat it there. What's the idea behind this? Because since the Korban Pesach represents chayus, it represents freedom, it represents a person who's not under bondage. So malchei eretz, kings, sovereigns, kol ha-mukum lahem ne'ekot ve'hicholot, l'reiko, whatever is theirs to eat, their meals are eaten within the confines of the palace. They don't carry it outside. It's eaten within the palace. That's part of sovereignty. That's part of Malchus. However, poor men, when they prepare a large meal, they send certain portions outside, because they're not accustomed to eating such food and such meals under such festivity. The king, who is a king, the king who is sovereign, the festive meal is part of sovereignty. So there's nothing to overwhelm anyone with it. Therefore, he eats it within the confines of his home. The Korban Pesach, the night of Pesach, represents the feeling of the Jew. He's a sovereign. He's king through the kingship of Hashem Yisborah. Through having accepted the sovereignty of Hashem Yisborah over himself, he therefore is in this night a sovereign over all those lusts and temptations which usually lead man away from Hashem Yisborah. So he must act as a sovereign acts. What you eat within the confines of your own palace. Don't divide it up on the outside also. This is the reason, the taste, so to speak, behind this mitzvah. The same idea is in the next mitzvah, Shviras Etzem BePesach. Etzem VeShishburboi. You're to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach, but you're not to eat the bone in order to take out the sweet marrow within it. Leave the bones alone. Etzem VeShishburboi. So again, Mishoroshe HaMitzvah is Lishker Nishe Mitzrayim, the idea and the concept of freedom. So this mitzvah also, Yizoy Min Asheres HaNishkor, grows out from that root. Shein Kovet Lifnei Melochim V'Yoatzi Oretz. It is not in not an honorable way of living for Melochim, for sovereigns, the Yoyatzi Oretz, or for those who are the advisors of kings, Legale Roatzomes, to eat and take off every little piece that they can, even from the bones, Ule Shabram, and to break the bones, keep clawing like dogs, Rahman al Islam. Vele Yoyos Laas is Koko, such manner of eating is not proper to those who are poor and hungry and cannot permit themselves to eat meat. So you give them the bones and let them break the bone and eat the marrow of the bone. But on the night of Korban Pesach, the Jew, even the most impoverished Jew, must feel himself as if he is king. And it is not proper for kings so to eat. Thou came, b'tchilas bo'enu liyuskulo mikol ha'amim. Therefore, that which represents our becoming a chosen people from among all other peoples, mamleches koyanim, a kingdom of priests, v'goy kodesh, a holy people, the whole shona v'shona, every year, the oisei hazman, in that time when this took place originally, Ro'ulon, it is proper for us, la'asos ma'asim, to do such acts, hamarim bonu, that show within us, hamailo hagdolo, the great mile, sh'olinu lo, that we ascended to, the oisei shor in that moment. U'mitoy ha'ma'ase v'hadinye, goes back to what we spoke about last week and weeks before, by performing the act, and therefore living through it and feeling what this act contains within itself, sh'onu oisim, this act that we do and perform, nikva b'nafshiseinu, we will thereby make a kliyus, it will become an everlasting influence in our souls, ha'dobo le'olo, forever. V'al tachshev b'ni lispeis al borai, and here he goes on with those things that we mentioned last week. So the idea of Shviras Etzem is again to bring forth the concept and idea to the Jew that he must live in this night as a sovereign, free human being, feeling fully what freedom means. Freedom means not only that I've taken off the yoke of Pari Melech Mitzrayim, freedom means I'm an amleches koyani v'goy kodesh. We have become a sovereign people, called the Bnei Yisrael Melochim Hei. Every individual Jew has malchus within himself, because He is part of the Malchus of Hashem Yisborah. Hashem Yisborah appears as Melech to the extent that he's accepted as a Melech. And to the extent that we accept him as a Melech, we ourselves become part of that Malchus. And so there is no one that is not a Melech in Klal Yisroel. Because every individual Jew helps to make possible the sovereignty of Hashem Yisborah in this world of ours, in this cosmos of ours. When Mashiach Tzidkenu will come, then V'hoya Hashem Lemelech Kol Haaretz. V'yomahu, in that day, Yi Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad. Then all the world will then recognize the fact that Hashem Yisborah is one. Today that's not recognized. We feel that there are other sources of power in the world in which we live. And every nation feels that it has part of that power which runs the world. It's not true. The only power which runs human affairs is that of Hashem Yisborah. But in this world of ours, which is called Olam, Olam comes from the root of Helen, not seen, hidden. That's what our world represents. It's not gold. The sovereignty of Hashem Yisborah is not noticeable by the human eye. That's why we call the world Olam, Miloshon Helen. In this world of ours, in this world of Helen, we don't see with human eyes the sovereignty of Hashem Yisborah. And it becomes the duty of the Jew through the performance of mitzvahs to recognize at all times that even though he does not see it with the human eye, it is a fact, and he must so live his life to feel that this is so, and to make this a living concept in his daily life, that he's not running his life, but that Hashem Yisborah runs human affairs. It became so apparent in the Nes of Purim. The Nes of Purim was a Nes of Hester. It was, everything was natural, and that's why you won't find in the entire Megillah the name of God mentioned. Because he wasn't seen at all in all these affairs that then took place and all the events that took place. And yet when all the events are taken together, it led to a Nes of Geule, a Nes of Hatzole, of Klal Yisroel. And that Nes of Purim in the month of Odo leads us in to the Nes of Pesach, of Gulas Mitzrayim, where it became apparent to mankind that this really is so. Mitzrayim also saw it. Mankind was forced to see that this is what runs the world. What is Mashiach Tzidkenu? What is Gugulo Asido? That is the time when once and for all it will become Golui L'Kol Amin, apparent to all peoples that men do not run human affairs, but that everything is run and ruled by Hashem Yisborah. Even though he gives man freedom of will. Inini nesim nifnechem ayoyim es hachayim ves hamoves es hatoyim ves hara. I place before you today, said Hashem Yisborah, to Klal Yisroel, before they entered Eretz Yisroel, the good and the bad. And I tell you that that which is good means life, and that which is evil means death. But I leave it to you, uvacharto v'chayim. You shall choose life. I shall not impose it upon you. It shall be yours for the choosing. And those of us who live lives of that chiro v'chayim, we use the power of human choice, of freedom of will, in the proper manner. That leads us to understand that ultimately the guiding force in all affairs of men is not the power of man, but rather the will of Hashem Yisborach, who clothes himself within the power of Chiro, of freedom of will, freedom of human will, until that final day when it shall become apparent to all of mankind, Vayemahu, Yihi Hashem Echod, in that day, God in His oneness will be one, but Ushmoy Echod, the manner in which He is understood. A name means that we give it an appellation. It's what we understand of something. Shmei Echod. Our understanding then will also be fully to see that God is one, and beyond Him there exists no other force whatsoever. So let Hashem Yisborach bring us to that glorious day in the very, very near future. Alavai v'chaimdus givim. Hashem Echod, Ushmoy Echod, and let us all be happy to observe the Yom Tov of Pesach, which invests us with so much of the inspiration of this concept of freedom, chelus, and geula, to become geulim in such a sense of what Mashiach Tikenu means, so to live through the Seder, and from that point to proceed on with the Mitzvah, and the new term starts. We'll continue with the Sharosh HaMitzvahs of the Chinuch and the other Mitzvahs that we'll have the occasion to learn during the summer term, Yitzhashim.